From Spark and Anvil and Biome Forge, this is Silt in Chapter 1 of the Biome Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Silt raced along the wet edge where the river spread out to meet the still water, and every day she checked the same low bar of mud, because every day it was a tiny bit bigger, and that was the most exciting thing she knew. She was a sandpiper tween, quick and slender, brown speckled, with delicate legs that stitched little tracks across the flats. A younger plover kid skittered up beside her, unimpressed. "It's just mud. There's nothing here." "There's new land here," Silt said, bright-eyed, and pointed her beak at the low bar. "Yesterday, it was underwater. Today, the tip of it is dry. The river carries little grains, sand, silt, bits of everything from upstream, and drops them here where it slows down. Grain by grain, it's building ground that wasn't there before." She tapped the fresh mud proudly. "And look, see that thread of grain? A pioneer seed already found it. The land's barely a day old, and life's already moving in." The plover kid looked at the little green thread pushing up through the raw mud, and for the first time saw the mudflat as something becoming. Silt had not always noticed the building. When she was small, she'd nested near a great old marsh full of tall reeds and thick grass, and she'd assumed it had always been like that, solid, green, finished. Then a flood came and carried a load of fresh mud across one corner, burying the reeds, and she'd cried that it was ruined. An old heron, tall and patient, had waded over. "Ruined?" he said mildly. "Watch that corner. In a season, small green things will come. The first, toughest ones. Then bigger plants, then the reeds again. Then the whole marsh, richer than before." "This ruined mud is how the marsh got here in the first place, little one. It didn't fall from the sky finished. It was built, flood by flood, grain by grain, one brave pioneer plant at a time. You just weren't there for the slow part." Silt had stared at the fresh mud, and something rearranged inside her. The marsh she loved wasn't a thing that had always existed. It was a thing that had been made, slowly, out of countless tiny arrivals. And it was still being made. She was watching it happen. She flew to the field station at Biome Forge at 12, because a place that studied living systems ought to understand the ones that were still under construction, the raw new ground where everything starts. The naturalist met her by a shallow tray of bare, wet sand with a single seedling in it. "What's happening here?" Silt hopped close. "It's starting," she said. "Bare sand, no soil yet, no shade, hard place to live. But that one seedling is a pioneer, a tough first comer that can handle the raw ground. Its roots will hold the sand, and when it dies, it'll leave a little bit of soil behind, and that soil will let a slightly less tough plant grow, and that one leaves more soil." She looked up. "Give it years, and this bare tray could be a meadow. It's not empty. It's chapter one." The naturalist smiled. "Most people see bare sand. You see chapter one. You belong here." Silt's corner filled up with kids who thought new, bare, unfinished places were boring or sad. A girl came in one afternoon, downcast. She'd seen a place near her home where a storm had stripped a hillside bare. No plants, just raw dirt and rock. "It's dead now," she said. "It'll never come back. What's the point of a hill with nothing on it?" Silt knew that feeling. The flood, the buried reeds, the word ruined. "I get why it looks dead," she said gently. "But bare ground isn't the end. It's the start. Right now, the toughest little pioneer plants are probably already sneaking in. And here's a thing worth knowing. Those first plants hold the soil, so the rain can't wash the whole hill away. And they pull carbon out of the air as they grow. A bare hill healing is doing real work." She nudged a cart over. "You can't rebuild the hill yourself, but you can learn how succession works so you don't call a healing place dead. You can watch for the pioneers. You can even plant one tough native seed and be part of chapter one. Her eyes shone. Every forest you've ever loved started as bare ground and one brave little plant. This hill is just at the beginning of its story. The girl looked at her differently, and some of the heaviness lifted.
Later, quieter, the girl came back. "When something's just starting," she said, "and it's still tiny and bare and slow, how do you not lose patience with it? How do you believe it'll get there?" Silt thought about the buried reeds and the tall old heron and the marsh that had been built. "You remember that big things are only small things added up," she said. "That's the honest part. A whole marsh is just a lot of single grains and a lot of single pioneers, given enough time." She stitched a happy little track across the wet sand. "When I stand on new land that wasn't here yesterday and watch the first green thread come up, I don't feel like it's too slow or too small. I feel like I'm standing at the start of something, and getting to see the start is the best seat there is. Nothing big was ever built any way but grain by grain." The girl smiled, and Silt watched her stand a little taller, the way a first pioneer plant stands up out of bare, hopeful ground.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Silt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.